Duane Brown, you got to see him off the field a lot before he came back. Talk about what he means to the offense. And also, have you got to spend more time with him away from the meeting rooms and football and what he means to the team overall?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I have enough time to really fully explain what having Duane back in the lineup means to this football team and just to have him in the locker room, period. You know, I've been extremely fortunate to be able to spend time with Duane at a few charity events. I've been able to spend time with him every Thursday night. The offensive line and quarterbacks, we all go and we do a group dinner. And so, like I said, I've been very fortunate to get to know him over the few months that I've been here. He's a tremendous person and a hell of a football player. So, you know, just to have him back in there, have him on that left side, you know, I don't worry about what's going on back there because I know Duane not only is doing his job, but he's doing it at an extremely high level. So, just have him healthy, you know, back in the huddle, back in the locker room. Words can't really describe how much it means to this football team.
Texas made a commitment to go with a lot of young receivers this year. Can they having some growing pains? Do you ever talk to them behind the scenes, on the sideline, to help keep their spirits up when they're not producing the way they want to?
I think the communication between myself and the entire receivers and skill position for that matter is great. I know in games I sit right next to the receivers on the bench. We're constantly talking in practice, in between, if defense is out there on the field, we're on the sidelines, we're talking. When we're doing drills, we're talking. In the meeting room, all the receivers sit directly behind me. So there's really not a point in time during the day or a game when we're not communicating. And I think as you guys are seeing, it's been a long process to develop chemistry. And I think just the way this offense is ran and how we game plan week to week, it is going to take time. But I think the very exciting thing is all those receivers, all the tight ends, all the running backs, everybody comes to practice every single day and works extremely hard to get better and to build that chemistry. And so I can't wait to see what we do in the future, and it's all because of those guys and their hard work.
Alfred Blue, we went out and get Lamar. Lamar's one of the top runners in the league, but Alfred's averaging 5.2 yards a carry, and that's by far the best he's ever averaged. Talk about his role in the offense, and do you see him continuing the same over the second half?
Absolutely. I expect Alfred to continue to play at a very high level. And I think the production that he has isn't a surprise to anybody in this building. And it goes back to his work ethic and his attention to detail. Does he get the majority of the reps in practice? Usually not. But when he steps into the game, he knows exactly what he's supposed to do. He knows his assignment, and he does it at a very high level. Alfred's a very physical runner. You know, he hits the hole hard, and he keeps his legs pumping. And like I said, it comes to no surprise that he's having the success that he is, because we see it every single day in this building.
Brock, no quarterback obviously doesn't want to throw interceptions, but how does a quarterback, when mistakes do happen, keep your confidence and stay focused when things like that happen during the course of a game, especially when a throw could impact the entire complexion of a game?
Of course. I think it's all about playing the next play, and it's a mentality that I've heard since I was in college. Good or bad, regardless of what happened on the previous play, learn from it and then throw it behind you and move forward. And so that's really how I work. At the end of the day, when I throw an interception in a game, it's something that obviously I don't want to have take place, but sometimes those mistakes happen. And I think at the point in time, it's all about realizing that you can't go back on that mistake. You can't fix it right there in the present time. So let it go and play the next play, and then come Monday, step into the film room, dissect the play, and learn from it so that you don't make that mistake twice.
Brock, have you done some self-study as a team and thought about what things have gone wrong? Obviously very good opponents on the road, but what can you change about how to get over this, to get a W on the road this week?
Yeah, I think it boils down to just a few things. The old saying is, this game is a game of inches, and it really is. Just a couple fine little tweaks could change your whole season. And so when we went back over the bye week and did a little self-scout, You know, obviously, I think there's two things that really jump out. Well, three things for that matter. One, ball security. I need to clean that up, limit the interceptions, and that is something that I will do. The second thing would be, you know, just convert more third downs. You know, and I think that's that comes down to the entire group. That's me throwing accurate passes, finding the right matchup, throwing it on time. It's the line, it's the receivers, it's everybody working as a whole to convert more third downs, to keep us on the field, to allow us to score more points. And then when we get into the red area, you know, there's been a few times where we get down there and then we have either a penalty or maybe I take a sack or some kind of negative play that just sets us off schedule just a little bit, and it seems like we end up settling for field goals when we do that. So if we can just, you know, hone in a little bit more, have some laser focus in the red area and on third down, hopefully that'll lead to some more points, and then ultimately that'll lead to more wins.
Rock, you promised you'd get away from it for a few days, even though it might be hard. Did you follow through on that, and how does that kind of help you with your enthusiasm and optimism for what this team can do in the second half?
I did. I got completely away from football, and I think that's very important. You know, not only during the bye week do you need to rest your body physically, but I think you need to rest mentally. You know, we put in so much time and effort to, you know, studying game plans, studying opponent film, you know, practice, and it's just, it's mental. So I think physically and mentally it's very important to get away during the bye week. I was very fortunate to be able to do that. You know, we had a little team Halloween deal on Monday night, which was a lot of fun. Then everybody got out of town, and it was a really good week. I think everybody hit the reset button. We came back Monday. We had a tremendous practice. Everybody seemed, you know, very fresh. It was kind of like the first day of school again, first day of training camp, if you will. Everyone's flying around, smiles, and making plays, and that was able to carry over to today as well. So, you know, I'd say this team got away from it all and came back very fresh and ready to make a second-half push.
Brock, what does it say about you as a quarterback that you're 10-5 and you're 3-0 in overtime?
You know, I think really at the end of the day that just means I've been surrounded by tremendous coaches and teammates. You know, I believe that good or bad, football is the ultimate team sport. And no matter how good one player is offensively or defensively, you know, they can't win or lose a ball game by themselves. And so I think, you know, to be honest, I didn't even know that stat, but I think that just means I've been very fortunate to be around great coaches and great, great teammates.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
Who ingrained in you to take the blame when things go bad, but pass the credit when they go well? You always do that.
Well, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's probably my parents. You know, my dad, John, and my mom, Kathy. You know, I was very fortunate at a young age to have my dad coach all my little guy football teams and baseball teams. And, you know, he didn't know much about basketball, but he would coach those teams as well. And so I just – they instilled some great values in me, and I just – at the end of the day, all the credit has to go to my parents.